From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Friday.
Good morning, Mike.
Before we get there, let's talk about the trachometer, because we do love the light and heavy trachometer.
Yeah, what a week. Hey, it's on the one hand, it's been fascinating. On the other hand, it's pretty exhausting. But I thought after the monumental international ructions we've seen this week, we would look at a humble piece of local high-frequency data, Mike. So, yes, the ANZ trachometer. Light traffic index, that's our lens into the state of demand in New Zealand. Still a relatively flat trend, suggesting no real pickup yet in demand in New Zealand, up 0.1% in March, down 0.4% year on year. That tends to give us a 6-month read on momentum in the economy, so it's suggesting it's going to be a little while before we see any marked improvements in economic activity. Heavy traffic index, ANZ believe this index gives a good steer on production GDP, fell 2.1% in March, but there's always lots of month-to-month volatility here, Mike. It's up 2.3% year on year. Not really seeing any of these heady green shoots in these numbers just yet.
Okay, and then we come to, well, we can't avoid the tariff. So we had Yellen on just a couple of moments, and she's put it at $4,500, $5,000. So the material, the real world impact for your average American.
Yeah, I sort of wanted to talk, our view on the tariffs is being informed really by those regular news stories of the White House, you know, the press secretary sort of ranting at reporters or the share market reactions. But what's happening in mainstream America, where the Trump's body of support, his core body of support? Well, Mike, here's an anecdote. Here's an example. You may recall last November, I spent Thanksgiving in South Carolina.
Yes, in
a little town called Spartanburg. Lovely little town, Bible Belt, faith, family, football. But on the outskirts of Spartanburg, Mike, is a massive BMW plant. It's one of the biggest in the world outside of Europe, maybe the biggest. It's a major production site for a whole bunch of BMW models. They produce 1,500 vehicles a day. The closest towns are Spartanburg and Greenville, roughly 110,000 people in those two towns. As I said, massive Trump support. Think 60% plus for Trump there. That plant employs 11,000 people directly, 23,000 people, including contractors. Now, White House advisor Peter Navarro called this plant out specifically. He said, the business model where BMW and Mercedes come into Spartanburg, South Carolina, and have us assemble German engines and Austrian transmissions, that doesn't work for America. Well, Mike, the pushback has been stern, it's been forceful, it's coming from local media, local governments, local businesses, because here's the facts. Yeah, they do take engines from Austria and England, transmissions from Germany, but 300 other suppliers to that plant are in America, and they have what they call Tier 1, they're the most important. 60 of those are in South Carolina itself. The annual economic impact to the local economy, just a shade under $27 billion. And here's the complex nature of global supply chains, Mike. That plant exports more than $10 billion worth of cars back to Europe, back to South Korea, back to China. This is core Trump support. If this plant is inevitably affected by punitive tariffs, is a huge blow, a huge economic blow to upstate South Carolina. So there's no way you can easily onshore production of those imported parts. It would take years. So it's hard to see, Mike, how this tariff policy, if it's pursued vigorously, being helpful to the Republican cause. Trump support in places like this could be absolutely savaged.
Exactly.
And that's the part we really understand, all of this is the logic to it.
Now, talk to me about the Treasury, the bonds, the market. I gave the CPI number. So where are we at with all of that? Because the markets are back down this morning.
More volatility after that massive rally, the US market giving up some of those gains. And it looks like, Mike, that pressure in the it appears that in the last 24 hours, you had pressure from business leaders, and the extent of the market reaction really did push Trump into walking back some of that implementation. In other words, he blinked. The interesting part of this is the role of the bond market. Trump does repeatedly refer to the Treasury market. It's a barometer of borrowing. And that 10-year Treasury, it's been whipsawing everywhere, 4.8 to the top side, 3.9 to the downside. After he announced those tariffs, that rate started to go up. That looks like it is a key point of concern for the Trump administration. And yes, even though he's walked back those tariffs, they're still there, Mike. And on China, it's massive.
Exactly. Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, Dow down 1,239 points, about 3%, 39,367. The S&P 500, it's down 3%, 169 points, 5,288. The Nasdaq down just a shade under 5%, that's about 810 points, 16,312. So all over the shop. Europe rallied last night. The FTSE 100 was up 3%, 7913. The Nikkei, got this Nikkei is not for the faint-hearted. It was up 9% last night, up 2,895 points, 34,609. The Shanghai Composite up 1.16%, 3,223. The Aussies, they gained 4.5%, big day there yesterday, up 335 points, 7,709. And the NZX 50 up 3.3%, 12,201. Kiwi dollar much stronger this morning. US dollar is weaker, 0.5737. The Aussie, 0.9238. 0.5121 against the euro, 0.4427 pounds, 82.29 Japanese yen. Gold has surged into the weekend, $3,163. Brent crude, though, $62.70. Everything, Mike, is all over the place.
And we will see you next week. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.